W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The white supremacist who fatally shot 10 black people in a Buffalo supermarket last year was sentenced to life in prison without parole for those murders and a charge of domestic terrorism. Before the sentencing, Peyton Gendron heard from victims and family members. The court was briefly halted after an incident. ABC's Aaron Katursky was there.
A spectator had moved toward the podium and then rushed toward Gendron, who was instantly surrounded by the deputies that had been flanking him. The man was restrained. There were audible cries and shouts in the courtroom, and the hearing had to pause, and it took a few minutes for the court officers to restore order.
Gendron pleaded guilty in November. In Turkey and Syria, the death toll has surpassed 41,000 after last week's earthquake. Crews are also still pulling survivors from the rubble 9 days after the quake. Turkey's stock market jumped by 10% today. It reopened for the first time since the earthquake. This is ABC News. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley in Charleston today, holding her first campaign rally since announcing she's running for president. The former United Nations ambassador will face off against her old boss, former President Trump, who's also seeking the Republican nomination. A grim climate warning today from the UN Secretary General predicting, quote, ever fiercer competition for fresh water and land and the mass exodus of entire populations. New Mexico State University's fired its basketball coach following hazing allegations that shut the program down for the rest of the season. Chancellor Dan Arvizu says those responsible will be held accountable.
I'm both disgusted and I'm angry about what has occurred.
An investigation was triggered after an Aggies player told campus police he was attacked by three teammates. Today in Kansas City, cheers for the Chiefs at a victory parade and rally for the Super Bowl champs, the team's second title in 4 years. Ryan Clark, ABC News.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner. Here's what you need to know. A Milwaukee Bucks executive is making a new move politically. Alex Lazary ran an unsuccessful campaign for a Democratic U.S. Senate nomination last year. Now he's forming Next Wisconsin. The Political Action Committee is investing in races for mayoral and county executive positions across the state, including mayoral races in Racine, Green Bay, and Stevens Point. Snowmobile trails across most of the southern and central part of Wisconsin shut down yesterday because of worsening conditions. Langlade and Marathon County trails closed on Tuesday. Only one trail remains open in Lincoln County. There are still some open trails in the northern counties. Trails in southern and central Wisconsin may reopen if there's enough snow in the coming days and weeks. I'm Jane Matner. This is Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter. Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
in a way legally that he didn't have to report it disclosed to the Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC. Now, I'm not going to get into all the legal aspects of that, but that is an attempt, a successful attempt, to avoid disclosure. The press got wind of it, but if they hadn't gotten wind of it, no one would know about it. And even so, the particulars of it do not have to be disclosed. Here are a couple of other facts. The Saudis, while Trump was president, now remember something. Remember there were calls for Trump to put his wealth in a blind trust, which is what presidents do, and he refused. And a lot of people said, well, unless you sell these hotels, how do you put them in a blind trust? You know they're there. And everybody knows you own them. The Saudis, during Trump's presidency, would rent rooms by the floor, many floors full of rooms in his hotel. And these rooms went, you know, for $700 a night, I should say, $1,500 a night, $5,000 a night, $600 a night. And they never used them. They did not ask for keys. Nobody went in them. That is a bribe. When you have an asset and somebody says, I want to, quote, rent it, end quote, it gives you a lot of money and then never shows up to claim it. They didn't rent it. That's a bribe. The next fact, Trump hotels are part of a $4 billion golf resort in Oman, O-M-A-N, Middle Eastern country, that is being built by a Saudi real estate company controlled by Chainsaw Charlie. So Trump is being given the preference to build this hotel. Another fact, you've heard of the Saudi Live Golf Tournament, LIV, and there's a lot of dissension. You know, Phil Mickelson signed up for it, Rory McIlroy won't. They just fight like heck. People don't want to be associated with Chainsaw Charlie, with what the terrorism, really, that Saudi Arabia, Wahhabi terrorism, is exporting to Europe and the United States. A lot of those tournaments are being held at Trump courses. Now, you put all this together. Let's say that it was Barack Obama that had done this. Let's just say. Let's say Barack Obama had a son-in-law. Do you think the Republicans would investigate that individual? You think they'd investigate Barack Obama? In a heartbeat, they would. Here, what they're doing is supposedly investigating the, quote, Biden crime family. There is a crime family. It's the Trump crime family. And let me tell you something else. The word crime family is a very unfortunate slip of the tongue by the Republicans. Why do I say that? Because Kevin McCarthy, in trying to cobble together compromises in the caucus so he doesn't get recalled as speaker. Remember something, with a 5-vote majority, if 6 people vote against him for speaker, he's out. So he placates everybody and tickles them under the chin with the turkey feather and sucks up to him. And he publicly says to the media, I am meeting with the 5 families. The 5 families. Meaning you have your nut jobs on the extreme, Gates and Boebert, almost as extreme, but a little different. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she fought with Boebert. Then you have this guy Bacon from Nebraska, more moderate. And there's 2 other factions. Now, when you are calling your own people families, and you are the party that represents a real crime family, which is Donald Trump, Jared Kushner, takes a lot of chutzpah to say that you're going to investigate the Biden crime family. And by the way, the definition of chutzpah classically was guy who murders his parents and then pleads for clemency from the judge because he's an orphan. And that's something that Trump would do. And this is what is going on. You will see wall-to-wall investigations of everything having to do with Biden for the next 2 years. Do not be fooled by them. You will not see wall-to-wall investigations or any investigations of Jared Kushner, Donald Trump, Saudi Arabia, Chainsaw Charlie. I mean, let me tell you something else. Chainsaw Charlie. Chainsaw Charlie, all right, he murdered Jamal Khashoggi. Saudi military cadets being trained by us in Florida 5 years ago, 2018, 2019 time period, maybe 4 years ago, murdered American sailors in the classroom. There are no metal detectors on the base. These guys, jihadists, they went in and they pulled pistols and they shot and killed sailors. And the guys that did it, the handful, of course, were arrested. The rest were permitted to return to Saudi Arabia. And then it turned out on previous weekends, they've been in New York scouting out terror targets. Saudi Arabia is a terror state. We should not be training any of their people here. We need to train them. Let's train them in Africa or Asia and give combat pay to the instructors that go up in the airplanes with them. And we're treating all this as normal. We're treating all this as normal. That this guy gave $2 billion to Jared Kushner, who spent a lot of time in Saudi Arabia. No one knows at all what he was talking about. No one knows at all what he agreed to. But he built relationships, very, very profitable relationships. This reminds me of the Benghazi hearings against Hillary. Remember that? They went on forever. Hillary did a great job, but it wore people down. They kept seeing Hillary Clinton at a hearing. And what's wrong? What's wrong? Well, they're trying to do the same thing now. Do not fall for it. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Monday morning at 8.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast. 23 tonight, under cloudy skies, northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, snow likely, daytime highs approaching 26. Chance of snow again tomorrow night, lows level off around 10 above, clear skies. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what, little humorous thing. I think it's humorous. I don't know how humorous everybody else thinks it is. Nikki Haley announced for president today. I thought that was quite humorous. But what was really humorous, and I listened to her speech, and basically, you know what it was? It was sort of like a cheerleader giving a motivational speech, trying to impress the quarterback and the principal. But one of the things she said, I could not believe this. She said that if she is president, she will have a law passed that any politician over the age of 75 is going to have a mental competency test. Now, she's doing this to take a shot at Biden and Trump. Okay. And she wasn't kidding, though. There's a lot of folks over 75 who may not think that's that funny. It reminds me, there was a governor of Colorado, this has got to be 30 years ago, who said that anybody over 80 should be encouraged to commit to do euthanasia, basically commit suicide, to relieve the burden from everybody else. The guy did not get reelected. He was a nut. But, Nikki, you think that's funny? There's a lot of folks that don't think that's funny. And saying that everybody, are you kidding me? Everybody in the country who is at all involved in politics should get a mental competency test. I don't think your candidacy is going anywhere. We're going to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Well, you've just brought up so many great points. I mean, if we're talking about a mental competency test, why don't we start with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was urging Americans to, you know, whip their rifles in the air to shoot down that balloon that was at, 66,000 feet? Because, of course, that would have no consequence at all. We could start with her. I would like to say that, you know, once again, you've got some phrases that really nail it when you were saying we're treating this like it's all normal. Speaking of this whole thing with Kushner, you had a caller, Tom from L.A., who had a wonderful phrase. He said in terms of the Republicans, if they're spewing it, they're doing it. So when they talk about a crime family, they know very well what a crime family is all about, because they've been dealing with, up to their necks and their eyeballs with the Russians and paying off loans. They are well aware of what a crime family is all about. And in the same way that you were asking for comparisons, I would say, let's look at Obama putting Malia Obama in charge, get her security clearances, even though the intelligence agencies didn't think that she merited them. And then let's look at putting her in charge of, remember the list that Trump put his son in charge of? It was the VA, relations with China, and my personal favorite, Middle East peace. And Mr. Kushner said he was really well prepared for that because he had read 20 books. Which would put me kind of in the same place as being, really well prepared for it, because I've read 20 books about the Mideast. But one of the things I was calling about, and this actually does weave in, is your reaction to the current situation with Vice President Pence, who has apparently been in negotiations for a long time to testify under a order of a subpoena. And with the Department of Justice, and now within the last 48 hours or so, has danced out of that with the minutiae of the speech and debate clause being his fall to on this whole situation. I can't get it, Matt, why a person who is employed by the U.S. taxpayers and is asked to testify as a fact witness by the Department of Justice gets to dance away from a subpoena. You wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't be able to. How do they? I mean, it's not even like he's a target. He's a fact witness, and yet he's able to bail on this. Our second highest in command gets to dance away from this and engage in parsing to the nth degree to avoid testifying. It's infuriating to me. I mean, how come I would be facing incredible charges if I did this, but he gets to dance away with it? I'd be curious about your reactions to that too, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll give them to you. And if we run into the break, I'll do it afterwards as well. You raised an excellent point, and it's a much deeper point than I think a lot of people may realize, and that is this. The speech and debate clause on its surface in the Constitution had a good benign effect. In other words, if a member of Congress is giving a speech or a debate on the floor and he mentions something or somebody and they think that he defamed them, they can't sue him for libel. They can't ask him about why he said it because he's an elected representative. Well, the Republicans are trying to extend that beyond the floor of the House and the Senate. And even though Pence wasn't a senator, as vice president, he was in effect in charge of the Senate. And so he's taken advantage of it for that reason. The two subtexts here that are fascinating to me is, why is he trying to avoid it? Because he can look very good in this thing. He can say, look, Biden or Trump asked me to do this. I said no. They tried to hang me. They had a gallows that they had prepared the day, days before. And he could come out of it looking very good. I suspect that there's a couple of things going on. Number one, of the couple of things, is that if he is seen as sort of, quote, ratting on Trump, end quote, he's going to be toast in the Republican primary. My own view is he's already toast in the Republican primary, but that's one equation. The other one is this, that he may well have said things that are a problem for him and done them. I'll give you an example. He was prepared to go along with Trump. Remember, he called up Dan Quayle. Dan Quayle was the vice president under George H.W. Bush. And he said, what do you think about this? What do you think, this Green Bay sweep, that somebody objects to it and we'll just pick different electors? And Dan Quayle said to him, and Dan Quayle was an ultra conservative. Dan Quayle said, don't even think of it. Don't even get close to it. So basically, Pence was virtuous by accident. But it'll take a court to unravel it. If it goes up to the Supreme Court, I'm very concerned what Alito and Thomas and Gorsuch would do, to be very honest with you. So there you have it. You're absolutely right in pointing to that, Joe. And they are trying to wiggle out of it. I'm a little surprised, unless he has something to hide, that he's using this tactic. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Dead blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. Blood in the streets, it's up to my knee. Blood in the streets, the town of Chicago. Blood on the rise is following me.
WAUK. You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The white supremacist who fatally shot 10 black people in a Buffalo supermarket last year was sentenced to life in prison without parole for those murders and a charge of domestic terrorism. Before the sentencing, Peyton Gendron heard from victims and family members. The court was briefly halted after an incident. ABC's Aaron Katursky was there.
A spectator had moved toward the podium and then rushed toward Gendron, who was instantly surrounded by the deputies that had been flanking him. The man was restrained. There were audible cries and shouts in the courtroom, and the hearing had to pause, and it took a few minutes for the court officers to restore order.
Gendron pleaded guilty in November. In Turkey and Syria, the death toll has surpassed 41,000 after last week's earthquake. Crews are also still pulling survivors from the rubble 9 days after the quake. Turkey's stock market jumped by 10% today. It reopened for the first time since the earthquake. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is getting more than $25 million from Washington to do something about PFAS pollution in drinking water. The money comes from the Environmental Protection Agency under the bipartisan infrastructure law. EPA is spending $5 billion over the next 5 years to help communities across the country with PFAS contamination in their drinking water. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will not get involved in the fight between UW Health and its nurses who want the Madison-based healthcare system to recognize their union. That sends the legal fight back to Dane County Circuit Court. The nurses are happy with the decision. A spokesperson says UW Health tried to get around the regular legal process to get a favorable ruling from the High Court's conservative majority. In sports, the Bucks beat the Celtics in overtime last night. The Badgers beat Michigan. Tonight, Marquette hosts Xavier. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Ganyo Clay Products in Green Bay salutes our emergency first responders. That's law enforcement, firefighters, and medical professionals for their commitment and bravery. They're willing to put their lives on the line for us with little or no thanks. This thank you is from Ganyo Clay Products in Green Bay, your brick, stone, and fireplace experts since 1914. You can give them a call at 920-498-8549. Visit online at ganyoclayproducts.com. That's G-A-G-N-O-N clayproducts.com. They're saying thank you to all of our first responders.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Something happened down in Mississippi that made me think of the early 1960s. I could not believe it, but this is the legacy of what has happened ever since this right-wing Supreme Court has essentially eviscerated the Voting Rights Act, has essentially undone a lot of the civil rights legislation that was passed back then. And here's what happened. In Mississippi, under the law, municipalities, cities, for instance, elect their own judges and they elect their own prosecutors. So take Milwaukee, take Madison, for instance, take any city in this the state. People run for judge, and we vote on them and elect them. People run for DA, we vote on them and elect them. Judges are nonpartisan. DAs, believe it or not, run on a partisan ticket, but as a practical matter, they're essentially nonpartisan. Now, in Mississippi, there is one city, Jackson, Mississippi, that's 80% African-American, 80% black, 8-0. State legislature, which is highly gerrymandered and Republican, state legislature just passed a law that says in that city alone, it's the only city in Mississippi alone, their judges and their prosecutors will be selected by state officials. Now, state officials, of course, are Republicans, and they do not want the African-American community voting on judges and prosecutors. If this had happened in 1962, and basically back in 1962, this kind of thing did happen. For instance, you've heard of the case of Baker v. Carr, C-A-R-R, in the U.S. Supreme Court. Back then, I think it was Alabama, but this was true of a lot of southern states. For their legislature, for instance, every county would get a state senator. So you could have a real rural county with 1,000 people in it, and they'd have a state senator. And you could have a large city with a large African-American population, and it could have hundreds of thousands of people, and they would get one state senator. And that was true, for instance, in England in the 18th century in Parliament. You would have Manchester, a large city, get, say, one member of Parliament, and then you'd get you'd even then get a something like a manor house of a lord would get a member of parliament. Well, in Baker v. Carr, the Supreme Court ruled that there had to be, they called it one man, one vote. What they meant is one person, one vote. In other words, if you you can't just give one state Senate seat to a county with 1,000 people and one to a county with 700,000 people. You can't do that. And the people on the other side made a good point. They said, well, you do in the U.S. Senate. Wyoming has two senators. There's 600,000 people. California has two senators. And now it has, what, 35 million people. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, that's right. That was in the Constitution. To change that, you need a constitutional amendment. And so far, it takes three quarters of the states. Three quarters of the states won't go for it because the smaller states like the present system. Now, that's an example of a legislature. But here, this is absolutely something that would have happened back in Mississippi in 1962. They would have said, okay, any area that has a large African-American population, we'll pick their leaders for them, their officials, their judges, their prosecutors, and otherwise everybody else can vote on it. This is so unconstitutional from just a reading of the 14th Amendment itself, but also from the spirit and the letter of the constitutional law for the last 60 years, and yet they're doing it. Now, what's going to happen? Somebody is going to have to bring a lawsuit. Hey, Merrick Garland, how about bringing this lawsuit? Back in the early 60s, the attorneys general did bring those kinds of lawsuits. Guess who the attorney general was in the early 60s? It was Bobby Kennedy. But he wasn't alone. They all did it. And even Republican attorneys general. I remember it was Dwight Eisenhower who ordered federal troops in to integrate high school in the South. Republican Party was a lot different back then. But I can't tell you how offensive it is and how obvious it is what these guys are doing. They go, okay, in Mississippi, you are a city. You get to vote. You get to elect your own judges and prosecutors. You know the lay of the land. You know what you're like. You know what your culture is. You know what you want. But by the way, that's not true for Jackson, Mississippi. No, sir. No, sir. For Jackson, Mississippi, we're going to pick them. We'll pick some real good ones. Yes, we will. We'll pick some real good ones. You know, the evisceration of the Voting Rights Act by the U.S. Supreme Court now, the six tarantulas, is not based in their jurisdiction. It's not based in history. It's not based at all in the Constitution. They've just flat out done it. They've just flat out said it. And I've told you before, in Moore v. Harper, which is pending right now in the U.S. Supreme Court, expected decision in the spring or the early summer, they will start the process in that of denying you the right to vote for president. Why do I say that? Because in Moore v. Harper, the issue is what's called the independent legislature theory. And the independent legislature theory is that under the Constitution, the legislators do control everything with regard to voting. They cannot be overruled by the U.S. Supreme Court. They cannot be overruled by a federal court, by a state court, by their own constitution, by a veto of their governor. They can do anything. But they're gerrymandered. It's commie government. It's crooked government. And the Supreme Court is going to leverage the gerrymandering, in my opinion, by saying that they control all elections. That means, I mean, I'll give you an absurd extent, except that it's not absurd extent. In Phoenix, several years ago, they ruled that every county, say, would have one voting precinct, one voting location. Phoenix has millions of people, so people is going to have one voting location. In Rattlesnake, Arizona, had maybe 1,000 people, and they'd have one voting location. That's exactly like what happened in Baker v. Carr, but it didn't apply only to the legislature, it applied to all voting. That was stricken by a federal judge. That could not be stricken by a federal judge again if they reinstate it, if Moore v. Harper is decided the way I think it may, because Alito, Gorsuch, and Clarence Thomas have all signed on to this. It only takes two more, and there are three others who could sign on to it. John Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Amy Comey Barrett. All it would take it two of them. My question to them and my question to the Mississippi legislature is, who the hell gave you the right to take away my right to vote for president? Who the hell gave you the right in Mississippi to take the right for me to vote for judge and to vote for prosecutor in Jackson, Mississippi, if that's where I happen to live? Now, the right will say, well, no, they're not going to say you can't vote for president, Matt. What they're going to say is that the legislature can decide whether you're going to vote for president or whether they're going to pick the electors. And we're confident here in Wisconsin that they would never do that. Voss wouldn't do that. Gableman wouldn't do that. LeMahieu wouldn't do that. Sure, they wouldn't do that. Sure, they wouldn't do that. Let me tell you something. Of the 50 states, about 25 of them would do it in a heartbeat, and the rest of them slowly would do it until you only would have California, New York, Illinois, maybe a few others. This is very dangerous, what's going on, and I want to draw everybody's attention to it and to make a point that most constitutional scholars don't make or don't consider. Where is the check and balance on the Supreme Court? The check and balance on the executive, which is the president, is the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court can say his executive order is unconstitutional. The check and balance on the Congress is the same thing. Where is the check and balance? Where is the check and balance on the Supreme Court when they say something, for instance, that not only does a woman not have a constitutional right to control her whole own health care, but there are states like Texas that have a $10,000 bounties for snitches. Snitch sees her car go out, thinks he knows where she's going. Snitch rats on her and turns in the driver and the doctor. We do not want this. Where is the check and balance on the Supreme Court? The check and balance historically, this happened before in the 18th century. The British court couldn't be overruled, and the British king couldn't be overruled. And George Washington and Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and Benjamin Franklin got together, and they said, we're going to have to overrule them. And the Minutemen at Lexington Concord said, well, we're going to have to overrule them. And that's what happened. And I don't want that to happen or have to happen again. Go to the lines. Do not hang up. First of all, Paul of Monona, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Paul?
Hi, yes. So I was actually out scouting around for some lakeside property up in middle Wisconsin. And I stopped in a BP and I saw a copy of the Epoch Times. So that is published by the Falun Gong. And they are sort of a right-wing opposition, maybe, to this Chinese Communist Party. And I guess I bring this up because the enemy of my enemy is not necessarily my friend. And then 2-3 days ago, I got a complimentary printed copy of the Epoch Times in my mail. So just, that's my air compressor. So just so we know that that is something that is going around coming to a mailbox near you. It's a little distressing.
Okay, I'll respond to that after the break, Paul, because I have some information on the Falun Gong. Thank you for bringing that up, and I'll respond to it after the break. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Nice show as always. I'll just say this quickly. Every topic almost we talk about today always gets back to fair maps. So if you want democracy and fair maps and a say in things that go on in the state, we're going to have to win the Supreme Court race. And I'll just leave it at that. It's Judge Janet. And fair maps, that's what it's all about. Thanks, man.
You're right. Janet Protasiewicz, we got to vote for Gary of Sussex, my friend. We have a little time before the break. What's on your mind at Gary of Sussex?
All right. Do you believe, Matt, putting your thumb on the scale is complete justice? Because Protasiewicz already said how she's going to rule. To me, you can't do that. If I went to in the trial and I knew how the judge was, he didn't like certain people or something like that, he tells everybody he doesn't like white guys from Sweden. You know, I don't think it'd be fair. And by her going out there and seeing how she's going to rule on everything, it doesn't seem right. I mean, you're putting your thumb on the scale to go the way that you want to go. I mean, does that seem right? Yes or no?
Okay, as you stated, of course not, but that's not what she said, Gary. Let me tell you what she said. She said, I believe in a woman's right to choose. Jennifer Doro and Kelly said, we are pro-life, and I respect that. I have people in my own family that have that point of view. But you can't say that one of them prejudged it and one didn't. Neither of them said anything about how they would rule. And gerrymander, she said these maps are rigged. That's her view. And that's right. She hasn't said how she'd vote on any particular case. So, Gary, it has nothing to do with white guys from Sweden or anything else. What she has said is, quite frankly, look, I'm pro-choice, and I think we should have fair maps. So do I. And the Republicans say no. But I don't accept the premise, Gary, but please keep calling in. Thank you. Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It's easy.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 23 tonight under cloudy skies. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 26. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 10 above. Clear skies. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I just want to respond to the Falun Gong inquiry by Paul of Monona. And Paul, I want to thank you for the call. We get a lot of calls on this show on a lot of topics, and I will congratulate you. That is the first call I've ever gotten on the Falun Gong. To give everybody a background on it, the Falun Gong, and you may have seen their TV ads in the Milwaukee area. Maybe they have them around the state. They put on this, it's like a musical dance sequence. And they're, you know, beautiful dancers and acrobats and very colorful with silken clothing and all that. And I did go to one of these things. They don't say they're the Falun Gong. They say they, you know, some Chinese culture thing. And I was interested in it, and it was quite beautiful. But they did interject political statements in it. And Paul is exactly correct that they are opposed to the Chinese Communist Party. And as a matter of fact, they're persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party because they initially started out as kind of a Turner Halls in Germany and Switzerland, to be not quite the right analogy, but it'd be more on the lines of, you know, working out and gyms and, you know, exercise and that kind of thing. But first of all, Chinese communism extinguishes freedom. Chinese communism, and remember that that's a country with a culture that goes back 5,000 years, 3,000 BC. And for much of that time, they worshiped the emperor. If they looked at him, if you looked at him, you'd be killed. You've heard the term kowtow and tug at your forelock. If you're supposed to go in front of him, you crawled up the aisle on your belly, looking at the floor. You couldn't look up. When you got close to it, you grabbed the hair on the front of your head. Hopefully you had some and pulled on it to show submission. And he could do whatever he wanted. They worship him as God. In the 20th century, the last emperor abdicated in the early 20th century, and then you had the Chinese Civil War, and you had Mao Zedong against what was called Formosa back then, Chiang Kai-shek, now it's Taiwan. And, you know, Russia has about 1.3 billion people. Very shortly, India will overtake it, but how do you feed 1.3 billion people? How do you educate them? How do you employ them? And the Chinese have solved that by doing it with absolute authoritarianism through emperors and what are in effect communist emperors. Well, the Falun Gong are not the answer. However, the Falun Gong are opposed to the Chinese communists. What is the answer is Taiwan, democracy and capitalism, enlightened capitalism. Tremendously productive people, but they only have, I think, 25 million people, and China has 1.3 billion. I would say this to Xi of China. You are not going to overrun China and the West. The values of the West and Taiwan will overrun you. What we need is a democratic China with enlightened capitalism, with Western values. Some Eastern values people crow about, okay. I like multiculturalism when it comes to food and music. I like food from all countries, music from all countries. I don't want to even be hearing about it in constitutions, First Amendments, that kind of thing. There's one First Amendment. There are restrictions on it. They're making fun of it. I'm not putting up with. So Paul said, the enemy of my enemy is not necessarily my friend. Well, maybe, but let me tell you something. When the resistance in France and the Czechoslovakia and Poland fought the Nazis, you had Christian Democrats and communists and everybody, and they didn't fight among each other. They see a swastika in the forest, they pull the trigger. After the war, they had political disputes, and the Christian Democrats would dispute with the communists, and then the Greens came along, and this one and that one. So I look. I don't like any kind of authoritarianism, and I don't like people in a dance costume dancing around and then slipping a political signal to me. I just want to see good dancing, that's all. I want to see Rihanna at the Super Bowl halftime. I don't want to see somebody throwing some political word at me, you see. Okay, so there you have it. Never thought I'd have a Falun Gong call before. I welcome all calls. Now, while we're at it, I don't normally talk about sports on this show. I like sports. I played three sports in high school and one in college, but I like playing it. I don't like talking about it. But I got to say this about Aaron Rodgers while we have a few minutes. Aaron Rodgers has said he's going into a dark retreat. And I looked at that. There's a big article today in the Wall Street Journal about it. And a dark retreat is much more than you think. Costs about a grand for a week, $1,500. Go to one of these places and they lead you into this totally dark room. There's no light whatsoever. You have to feel around. And then they bring a tray of food twice a day and slip it through a slot. There's a toilet in there and they leave you there. And they don't like to leave you in for more than 5 days. One guy said he had to get out in 6 hours. You know, Rogers says, what, 4 days? if he lasts 4 days, that's the worst solitary confinement. I don't know what the guy's up to. I got to say this. I think it may be time to move on. I've had Packer season tickets since 1988. About a year ago, I gave them to my sister and brother-in-law. And I love going to Packer and watching Packer games. However, this guy is a philosopher from Chico. I don't need a philosopher. I need a guy that throws the football. Yeah, he can throw the football better than anybody. But the difference between him and Tom Brady is Tom Brady was enthusiastic all the time. He'd call his team before the Super Bowl in the middle of the week. We're going to win this one. We're going to win this one. What does Rodgers do when we play San Francisco a couple of years? He goes, when I was a kid, I always wanted to play for San Francisco. Well, you don't say that in front of your linemen just before you're going into the title game, for God's sake. And then the guy goes, a game with the Patriots, he goes, Belichick is the greatest coach in the league. You don't say that. Your own coach is the greatest coach in the league. Matt LaFleur. He really is. He was great. Then the guy got in a snit because of Jordan Love, and he, you know, talked back and he wouldn't show up. What do you think Vince Lombardi would do with that? Guy walks into his office. Vince looks at him. Guy goes, I wish I'd played for the San Francisco. I know we're going to be playing them shortly, and I think that Belichick is the best guy in the league. And by the way, and I took some peyote down in Peru or whatever. You know what Lombardi would have said? He would have picked him up and thrown him out of the damned office is what he would have done. And he would have found another quarterback. This guy, you have to have an attitude. And the problem is all of this, these shenanigans from this guy, I think demoralized the team. Anyway, I just had to say it. I had to say it as a guy with 30 year or more season tickets. Time to move on. I hope Jordan loves the guy, and if he's not, so what? A new guy. Going to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn, director, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Wisconsin Spring
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids chewables provide fast relief for common stomach issues, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids chewables. Fast relief for little tummies. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.